Homemade mustard, ketchup, mayo. The mantra today is make it, don't buy it. But would you dare toy with the number one after-school snack of Europe? Nutella is the peanut butter of the EU, but it's better. A creamy smear of chocolate and hazelnuts that kids adore and pro bakers just dote over. But there's always one iconoclast in the crowd. And with Nutella, it is David Leet of LeetsCulinaria.com. He joins us from New York. David, good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Lynn. Thank you.
So, David, what's got you intrigued now? What are you into?
Well, one of the things that we're seeing on the site that's becoming very popular, and actually is a trend out there in the blogging world, is Nutella.
Wait a minute. Nutella, you mean...
The peanut butter alternative of chocolate and hazelnut. It's a wonderful spread. I first experienced it in 1993, on New Year's Eve, 1993, in Paris. But Americans are just adoring this, and they're waking up to it.
So why is it so popular now, do you think?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think part of the engines that are driving this train are mommy bloggers who really want to have a wholesome sweet treat for their kids that's an alternative to any kind of packaged food. Also, we have those incredible baking bloggers out there who make these incredible desserts, but on top of it have these beautiful, beautiful photographs. And I think even before that, though, if you think about it, all of the coffees that have become so popular these days, in the last even 10 years, I'd say, are flavored coffees and also the flavored half and halves. The most popular flavor, hazelnut. So I think that whetted our appetite for it.
So are people actually making Nutella?
Homemade Nutella, one of the most popular recipes on our site. And when you do trending analysis, one of the most popular terms out there on Google.
Who knew?
In the food sector.
So how do you make Nutella?
It's actually so simple. All you do is you take hazelnuts and you roast them, and then you take off the skins, let them cool, you grind them in a food processor, you add a little bit of oil, confectioner's sugar, cocoa, and vanilla. You grind that even more, and then you have melted chocolate that has been cooled. You add it in, blend it a bit, strain it into a glass jar, and let it cool to room temperature, and voila, Nutella.
It's pretty
simple. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's really easy.
And what I find fascinating is a lot of people are actually not straining it, so they have a little bit of a crunch to it, like the crunchy peanut butter that we had growing up as kids. So there's all these variations.
And straining's a pain in the neck.
I mean, it is.
Yeah, why bother? Why bother? So the traditional way of using it, I remember, was you spread it on bread or you took puff pastry and you rolled it up like doing those, you know, pain au chocolat.
Pain au chocolat,
yeah. I have no doubt people are digging in with a lot of original ideas here.
Oh, gosh. They're making homemade Nutella frosting, which we have the recipe in this recipe. It's a sub-recipe on the site.
Right.
People are making Nutella Pop-Tarts. They're making Nutella cupcakes, Nutella, any kind of Nutella frosting. They're doing daquoise with Nutella inside instead of a hazelnut frosting or hazelnut paste. Anything you can imagine, they're substituting other fillings for Nutella. And eclairs filled with a Nutella, homemade Nutella inside instead of pastry cream. People are going wild with this.
You know, it's great. And I can make it myself. Hey, David, thank
you. Yeah, exactly.
Great idea. Thank you.
Lynn, it was my pleasure.
The ever-clever David Leet heads up LeetsCulinaria.com. Now, his homemade Nutella recipe is at splendidtable.org.